Today, in the extraordinary form of the Mass, we celebrate the Vigil of Pentecost. We anticipate the coming of the Holy Spirit in our liturgical feast, and we continue to pray as we end our novena that we might have power on high to profess our faith as the apostles did, as Saint Paul did, as those who had hands laid on them began to praise God and to speak his name boldly. Those of us who have been baptized have received the Holy Spirit and all of his gifts in the grace that we receive through the sacraments. The Holy Spirit is the first gift of God. And by means of his presence in our souls, we are capable of thinking and acting like God, and even meriting heaven and glory in heaven. We are capable of acting in ways that are not explainable by human power, as the apostles, who were fearful men, ordinary men, not wise, not noble, not particularly educated, were able to stand in the midst of men of all classes and proclaim the word of the Lord Jesus with conviction and power. Many of us have been confirmed and have had hands laid on us and have been anointed with the chrism of the Holy Spirit and have been commissioned by the church to bear witness to the truth without fear and steadfastly all the days of our life. And yet we know that the church remains deeply in need of renewal by the power of the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit within us. We have the Holy Spirit with us. Our Lord has fulfilled his promise, "I will not leave you orphans." And yet very often we don't feel that presence. And those around us who are looking to the church for guidance, or who perhaps are not looking to the church for guidance because they have been scandalized, are waiting for the gift from on high. And in many respects, that has to come through us. It has to come through the fire which God has given us, not just zeal, but also inspiration and courage and fidelity. So we ask for all these gifts. God has many gifts he wants to give us. Everything we receive from God is a gift from on high, which is meant to set the world on fire with love for Christ. And that fire is capable of transforming the whole world. In a particular way, as we stand on the brink of Pentecost, we turn to our Blessed Mother, the spouse of the Holy Spirit, who has been sent in these later days, as St. Louis de Montfort called these last days, has been sent to transform the world, to deliver it from the grip of the enemy, and to bring us into a new Pentecost, a new time of grace for the renewal of the church. And that comes through our devotion to her, true devotion, as St. Louis would say, not merely from showing her signs of affection, but learning to live in and through her learning to be docile to her inspirations and to live her life. She is the vessel of God's grace, the one who is the sanctuary of the Holy Spirit. And in her, we find that grace, just as the apostles on Pentecost were gathered around the mother of Jesus, so all of us now need to gather around the mother of our Lord, the true bride of Christ. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come, Lord Jesus," and we make that our prayer as well, that the graces that God has given us, our vocations, the grace of our baptism, the grace of our confirmation, may be fully realized by our own invocation of the Holy Spirit, our own invocation of Our Lady's presence in our lives through our consecration to her and through her to Christ.
Et Jesus.